Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, and now it's time for the BAQA. Hey, the BAQA. What you say? The BAQA with Manday. The BAQA with Tiffany. The BAQA. Hey, we're back in black.
I love the NSYNC pronunciation of the Y sound in our names.
I'm getting on my Mary J. Blige, my dancery. Some of y'all too young. You
never seen like made what the that means. Yes.
If you don't know what that means, child, go listen to some Mary. Yes, it's time for the BAQA, where you have questions and we have some answers. Although we are not your attorneys, your financial advisors, but we are two smart brown girls when it comes to your money. Yeah. When it comes to your business and when it comes to your, what do we do?
Carrera. Career.
Career. I'm like, wait, what is it? Career. I swear we're smart.
It's okay.
So let's crack over BAQA. If you have any questions, you can always send them to us. One, if you want to be on BAQA and sit in the hot seat and ask us some questions, you can send an audio note to us on Instagram. We are Brown Ambition Podcast on Instagram. You can go to brownambitionpodcast.com and click like the contact us button or whatever and ask a question that way. We'd love to have you, whether it's here in person, when the digital studio, or we just answer your question. So we've got somebody named, do we want to use her name? Because maybe, what if she doesn't want that to be her name?
She should have used a pseudonym. Isabella? Let's go with Isabella. It's fine.
Isabella. Okay, Isabella. So Isabella says, hey, Mandy and Tiffany. I recently found your show and I've been obsessed. We love that, Isabella. My partner and I have a goal of buying a house in 5 years. I have an HYSA, but when I'm doing my research on what is the best place to save, the best way to save for a down payment, I've been getting overwhelmed with all of these ways to save. Should I be using an HYSA investment or open a CD account? Currently working on paying down my loans and credit card debt while building an emergency fund. Once I get all of these things taken care of and debt free, my goal is to start saving toward a future home. Thank you so much in advance. Love you girls. Isabella.
All right. Okay. So high yield savings account is HYSA. I mean, the good news is that high yield savings accounts are actually high yield again.
Girl.
Because the Fed has been raising rates. Yes. I think we're up to like over 2% in online only banks.
Yeah. Not two whole pennies.
Yes. On $100. Yep. Or $1. I don't know. So it's been, I mean, you got 5 years, which is a long time horizon. So the good news is that you do have these other options. You could, you know, there could be a case for a semi-aggressive-ish investment account to save for that, to invest for that house. You do have to look at the economy. Of course, I mean, if you were going to drop money into an investment account, would now be the worst time? No. It depends on like what happens in the rest of the year, but the market has gone down. So there could be the expectation that you could put some money in there. And then if you weather the recession that's coming, that it would grow 5 years from now. History would tell you that that is probably the case. But, you know, I feel uncomfortable predicting the future. So there's that. So it depends on like your level of risk, you know, aversion. Are you, or risk tolerance? Can you handle the idea that you may lose some money if you sink it into an investment account? Or do you want to know that every penny you sock away will remain there? And if that's the case, then a CD could definitely be a nice little alternative. With the CD, You do have to lock up your money for a certain amount of time, but in return for locking it up, they will give you a much higher interest rate than what you may get from even the high yield savings accounts. So yeah, that's definitely an option. Tiff, what do you think?
Well, for sure, the number one thing, Isabella, is that you want to make sure that wherever your checking is, this money ain't. Because Lord knows, if you're like me at Target, like, ooh, checking is like, sis, now you know you don't have it. Savings is like, but we have it, girl. And then you hit your finger on the button and transfer from checking to savings. And in 2.2 seconds, you have your money available. So that's number one. For Isabella or anyone listening, any money that you want to have saved, you have to make your money inconvenient. Because inconvenient money gets saved. So that's first and foremost. And a high yield savings account is inconvenient as long as you don't have a checking account at that same bank. Investment account, definitely inconvenient. That means it's not super liquid. And a CD is definitely inconvenient. If it was me, but here's the thing that I'm reading in this is she wants to pay off her credit card debt. So here's the thing. Because of the way the market is, I mean, things are down. The market is down bad, but as Mandy said, it doesn't ever stay down bad. It has yet to stay down in history. But then again, we haven't had a pandemic in 100 years, so we don't know. If it was me, I don't know about you, Isabella, because you know I can't give you investment advice. But if it was me, I probably would be putting some in an investment account and then some in either a high yield savings or a CD. Because I would want to try my luck a little bit. Like, let's just say if I was, aside from paying off my credit card debt, I told myself I'm going to save, like, say, you know, I don't know, $300 a month toward the house. I might do, like, $100 in my investment account or $150, no more than that. And then the other $150 in either, in a high-yield savings. And then save up enough until, like, you know, had enough to put, like, a good amount into a CD for, like, a year or 2 years, whatever, you know, whatever... whatever length of CD that you're looking for, the longer the length of the CD, the more money that they will pay you in interest. That's probably what I would do, is a mix of the two, if it was me, because I cannot give you financial, I cannot give you investment advice. I'm talking about Tiffany. But I will say this, I don't know how much what your interest rate on your credit card debt is. If the interest on your credit card debt is double digits, then you need to double down on that. If the interest is under double digits, then I would be saving for the house at the same time as paying off my credit card debt. Because you basically have to ask yourself, will the cost of the credit card debt, meaning the interest, wipe out any returns that you might get on your investment? Because on average, you know, you're looking at a 10% return annually on investments. I mean, some years you'll get more than 10, some years less than 10, but it'll average out to be about 10. So if your credit cards cost you more than 10, even if the market gives you 10, the credit card debt will, credit card interest rate will wipe that way, those gains. I hope that makes sense. So if your credit card debt interest rate is 20%, 30%, pay that off. Do not pest go. Do not collect $200. If it's 8%, 9%, 6%, 7%, I'll be doing both credit card debt and setting aside for the house. And when I say set aside for the house, I mean like investing. So that way I could take advantage of of the market being down. But that's if I was Tiffany, not if I was Isabella, because Isabella got to decide for herself. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Don't sue me.
I mean, the more I think about it, I feel like, because she wants to build up her emergency fund too, I think a high yield savings account is a great place for an emergency fund. It is, like Tiffany said, harder to get to, but it's still you're able to get to it, you know, because it's supposed to be really easy to get to. And if you wanted that separation, I like the separation of accounts for your goals. So if you wanted that separation for your down payment fund, then you've got 5 years or more. So open that CD, you know, get a long-term CD. You can even you can Google and you'll probably find an old article that I edited at Magnify Money on how to do a CD ladder, because I'll never forget it. It was a labor of love. So, you know, if you don't like the idea of getting like a 5-year CD and putting everything in there, you could, you know, kind of stagger it. So you can get a 12-month CD and then like an 18-month and a 24-month and like, you know, work your way up. But I like that it's really hard to get to, and it's your home fund. And, you know, when you can choose how much you want to put into those CDs and just kind of set them to the side, and they'll grow at a higher rate than they would in your, you know, your high yield savings.
I know. Hopefully, I know that it's like that. That's what I asked you guys. I'm like, I know. Basically, what we're saying is there's no wrong answer as long as you make your money inconvenient.
Do a little bit of all of it. She's like, just tell me the one thing to do.
Yes, it's like a little mix. Options. That's probably what I would do. I probably would do a little mix. So hopefully that was helpful.
All the info. Good luck on saving for the house, though. Very exciting. Yes. And thank goodness you're not in a rush, because I don't know. This is a tough time to buy.
It is.
Should we take a quick break and come right back with another question from Carolina? Carolina.
Carolina. That was my best friend from elementary school. That was her name. Carolina.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, let's get into this. Question number two. I forgive you. You put a Y at the end of my name. It does not belong there, but I forgive you, Catalina. Catalina says, hi, Mandy and Tiffany. I love your podcast. I hope you can give me advice. I am 30 and I'm in a divorce process after 5 years of marriage. I'm walking out with empty pockets due to many wrong decisions I took. I was living in Germany and now I've moved back to my mom's and sister in Canada. I need help finding out what I can do to plan ahead for my retirement, a house, or just to have a good life. I'm debt-free, but I have no savings at all. Please, girls, advise me here. Your Latina fan. You can call me Carolina.
Oh, Carolina. Well, first of all,
starting over.
Don't beat yourself up talking about many wrong decisions. Doesn't sound wrong to me. You know, move back with moms. Smart. Yes. And you have no debt. Super smart. So you sound smart to me, sis. So let's start there. And so, I mean, you didn't say anything about, like, you know, what you do for a living or if you have income coming in, if you are living in Germany.
She's probably starting all the way over. Coming from Germany to Canada after a bad marriage. Yeah. I think all roads stem from your career, you know, like financial roads. So what I'm hoping is that your mom and your sister, if you live with them or just one of them, that they can give you some freedom and some space to like build yourself back up, which is a gift in and of itself. And shout out to all the families who are that soft place to land for us. And I would just focus on to having a fresh start in your career and finding a job that you really enjoy that pays you well and investing in some time to, you know, dust off that resume, get it spruced up, have someone look it over. I don't know if English is your first language. I know that, you said that you were living in Germany. I don't know. But maybe getting that spruced up and making sure that you're like positioning yourself best for the opportunities that you want. And as far as like starting to build up your savings, I would start like priority. You can't do it all at once. So like what do you need to prioritize? For you, it may be like saving up enough to pay your first few months of rent if you wanted to move out on your own and have that independence back. Or it could be, you know, you could live with your mom for a long time and just focus on building up your emergency fund. I'm just really sorry what happened in this case. My mom really struggled financially after her divorce. In fact, both of them did. It was a hot mess. But I feel like the mistakes you may perceive to be mistakes, you're still so young. You have so much time to learn from them and do everything differently this time. And you're going to, you're going to be amazing.
I just want to like encourage you, Catalina, to first start with like it's going to sound kind of like cheesy, but like, I want you to forgive yourself, you know, because I promise you, you're probably like kind of like, you know, like being really harder on yourself than you ought to. I want you to think of yourself and ask yourself, okay, let's pretend like this is my sister. And, you know, she, after a divorce, is back with me and mommy. Like, would you, I know you're talking to yourself in your head, and I bet you you're being harsh. Would you talk to your sister like that? You wouldn't. You'd be like, honestly, sis, I'm just so glad you're here. I'm glad that you decided that, like, it was so smart of you to come back home to where you're safe and where we can help you. Like, I want you to talk to yourself nice, girl, right? I want you to lean in, and because if you don't, so I don't know if you got a chance to watch Get Smart with Money on Netflix, a documentary that I did on Netflix. And one of the things that really I worked with Ariana on, she's like this amazing Dominican woman who I helped on the show, is that she was so hard on herself. And because she was hard on herself, she experienced a lot of shame, and she couldn't get past the shame because shame shields solutions. And so even though it was like a yo-yo diet, even though she would budget a little bit, she would go right back to overspending. And she would get her credit card bills down, and she would go right back, because it was that mental thing that she had not addressed first. So it's going to be very hard, Carolina, to fix whatever you want to fix financially if you're being really hard on yourself. So I want to give you the permission to say, I did the best that I could with what I had before me. And now that I'm in a better place, I'm going to do even better. That's what I want you to say. Right when that other Catalina rears her head and says, girl, you should have done, I did the best that I could with the situation that I was in. And now that I'm in a better situation, I'm doing even better. Because look at you writing into Brown Ambition, listening to Brown Ambition. That speaks volumes about like what type of person you are, that you're like, oh, no. I am going to have a better life, and you will. And so I just want you to start there. And shameless plug, I want you to work on financial wholeness. I want you to work on the 10 core steps, especially the first five of your personal finances. So that's budgeting, one, savings, two, debt, three, but you're debt-free, which is great, credit, four, and then learning to earn, five. Those are the first five of the 10 steps of financial wholeness. And so you can get help. I wrote a book, Get Good with Money, and you can get help at getgoodwithmoney.com and work through those steps. But I just want you to forgive yourself, because I can almost hear you through your writing that you're hurting yourself. And we wish you luck and keep up. If you get, we love updates. So anyone listening is like, oh my gosh, you answered my question and I listened or I didn't, or it worked or it didn't, we'd love some updates. Just make sure you let us know like what name we used. It was like, oh my gosh, I was in whatever episode and you know, you guys called me, you know, Silky Savvy or whatever, you know, so that way we know, because we'd love to know. Remember we had, who was the guy with whose wife?
Kevin McKidd.
Girl, Kevin was like, my wife needs your help. Meanwhile, it was Kevin that needed a little bit of help. But we love the listening. Update.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Great. No, but we love the update. So, you know, we hope that you enjoy this episode. If you have questions, if you want to be in the live digital studio with us and ask us your questions about career, about business, about personal finance, go to our Instagram, Brown Ambition Podcast. Leave us a voice note via the message. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll listen, and we'll, Amani, our producer, will listen and we'll help choose. And if you don't want to be in, but you still want your questions answered, you can go to brownambitionpodcast.com and ask us a question there via the contact.
Or just send a regular old text DM.
Yes.
Really quick, I did want to mention to Carolina, there is an incredible podcast. You mentioned that you're Latina. My girl, Janice Torres, just went through a divorce, and she's been incredibly brave and courageous and all the things. And she has this episode with her sister, her little sister, it was October. It's episode 179 of her podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. I love it. It's called Two Sisters, Two Survivors. They both came out of abusive relationships and talk about it. And it is the most like realistic sister chat about a divorce.
I love it.
And like Janice is the older one, and you can tell, and like her little sister, I forget her name now, is like really sassy. Leanne. So, and also it's a great podcast to check out if you're looking for a Latina perspective. I love Janice and she's phenomenal. So,
check it out. Awesome. That's a good tool, resource. We love y'all.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for your questions.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week on the BAQA.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Cumulus Podcast Network. It's edited by the wonderful Imani Crosby and produced by Tanya Bustos. Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru, and I am Mandy Woodruff Santos, your co-host, and I will see y'all next week.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.